707 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, and this segment of the show brought to you by LinkedIn. If you're a small business owner, you probably already know that the right hire can have a major impact on your business and your life, for that matter. So it's crucial to make sure that your job post reaches the most qualified candidates that you can reach. You could try posting on job boards, but if you do that, do you really know who will see the job posting? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike the job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours, insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is that your post is matched to the best people for the job. It's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn, and right now you can go to linkedin.com/WAVH to get a $50 credit towards your first job post. That's linkedin.com/WAVH for your $50 credit. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you're closer than you think. 709 now on FM Talk 106.5, and if you check the station Instagram page out, just posted the rules, and that we just put the box out at where do we put the box? Carrot Patch Jewelers out at Pine Brook Shopping Center.
Right, so that's the first week. Yeah. So, okay, here's how it works. So, week one, we're at the Carrot Patch, and so you stop by there, Pine Brook Shopping Center, like Dalton said, Airport and McGregor, and go on in, drop your name in the registration box. In this week, you know, that actually goes over a weekend, but in this six-day period of time, somebody's going to win a $50 gift certificate from the Carrot Patch. They're also going to be in for the grand prize that we will award next month, $5,500 worth of goodies. Those goodies are listed on our Instagram page, Facebook page, website, Twitter feed as well. And I'll repost it on Twitter. Hadn't done it in a while. Post the picture up. But just go to the website and get all the details right there. Do that registration. Somebody's going to win every week. And then one of those people is going to win the grand prize.
Mm-hmm. And starting at 10 a.m. this morning, I believe that's when Carrot Patch Jewelers opens. They're at Pine Brook Shopping Center there on Airport Boulevard. You can start registering today.
All right. Yeah, we had a call earlier, and somebody talking about a kid scoring in the 160s, 162 or so on the IQ test, and which is fantastic. Then I saw the other side of the story. Like, every coin has two sides, right? So there's that story in the positive, and then breaking news from Newsweek, people are getting dumber. Hey, Newsweek, I could have told you that. Researchers have found that the average IQ of every generation, get ready, because this is something people have wondered about, is 7 points lower than the previous generation, and they believe it's because of bad education, bad nutrition, and more exposure to media. It's our fault. All right. Researchers out of Norway studied IQ test results for men born between 1962 and 1991, and they found that every generation was dumber than the one that came before it by 7 IQ points. Why? Researchers accounted for all possible factors, and three things stood out. The quality of education is getting worse. It's something we've talked about on this show and umpteen shows out there. What is being demanded? Mm-hmm. Instead of demanding more, in some places, there's always exceptions. There are always exceptions to the rule. But instead of demanding more from students, they move the goalpost back to try to make everything fit, right?
Yeah.
And give success.
I think that's been a huge problem in America.
Well, they say that's part of it. They also say nutrition is getting worse, which I don't... people aren't going hungry unless they're... there are very few reasons to go. I mean, people do go hungry in this country, but they shouldn't have to. I mean, we have a lot of methods for people to be fed, but they're choosing bad foods is what they're saying. I don't think it's people are being starved. Mm-hmm. It's that the quality of the foods that they are choosing to consume are not the best.
Yeah, I wonder if it's the nutrition or if it's more fitness levels, because bad nutrition with no exercise equals bad brain.
Yep, and every generation, they said, has had more exposure to media. So, hey, y'all, what's up? Hopefully we kind of elevate the discussion around here, but a lot in media don't. And media, of course, means more than just news media. Mm-hmm. It's everybody out there. And they said the one optimistic part, though, is people can improve their IQ, especially when they're teenagers. So your kids still have a shot at bucking the trend if you focus on their education, their eating habits, and keeping them away from the 8 billion types of media that are trying to grab their eyeballs. calls, which is work for any parent out there. That's real work. It's an everyday effort. We're not perfect, but we try that in our house.
Yeah, it seems just about impossible. You know, I've been wondering about that when, you remember when GPS first came out and became just massive.
Here
and everybody was saying...
I love this thing. Go ahead.
Everybody was saying, GPS is bad. Nobody will remember how to drive where they need to go if they don't have a GPS because they'll be so used to being coddled by having the directions right at their fingertips. Mm-hmm. Well, with cell phones now, you put me in a room with somebody from, 1950, they may be way smarter, but if we have a test and I have my phone with me, I'll be able to beat them any time.
Yeah.
But do we lose IQ because we have all this knowledge at our fingertips? It's a little easier to remember knowledge when you actually have to, grab the encyclopedia off the bookshelf, turn to the page, and read about it. How does that work with your cell phone? Do you actually learn the things when you look up, what was that fifth Beatles song on whatever record you're trying to remember?
I think you do learn some things. Do you learn it? Does it stay with you as long? Maybe not. But remember, IQ is the ability to learn. It's not knowledge learned, right?
Okay.
IQ shows you have the ability, you have the mental muscle to be able to learn those things. That doesn't mean there can be somebody who has a very high IQ. High IQ could be ignorant of a lot of things, but you give them the information, they can consume, absorb it, and hold on to it. How we do that, I think you mentioned the encyclopedia. Of course, that is the story of my life growing up, that if you dared ask a question at the dinner table, well, what's that? What's this? Then summarily, you went up to the library, which was the guest room, and then we had a big wall, it was a guest room, and then a wall of bookshelves, and the Encyclopedia Britannica was there, and you would look it up, and then you would give a report to the family on the subject matter. So that helped me learn a whole bunch when I was young. By the time I got to be a smart aleck teenager, it made me not ask any questions and stay silent at dinner. So 714 FM Talk 106.5. But just interesting stat out there. We'll talk about that more coming up. Check in with News 5 next.
This information update is brought to you by Eyeglass World. With same-day service and two pairs for $78, Eyeglass World is the world's best way to buy glasses. Eyeglass World.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Neighbors in a Mobile historic community are trying to stop a halfway house from opening on Government Street. The Holiday Transition Center is planned to open in an abandoned house near the Pillars Event Center. It was standing room only as Patsy Alexander tried to describe her vision for the home. The halfway house is run by a nonprofit organization to help homeless women. It's currently vacant and falling apart. The Planning and Zoning Commission is expected to make a decision next week. Two brothers charged with murder will appear before a judge today. LeCedric Lindsay and Raheem Morissette will be in court for a preliminary hearing. Both are charged in the murder of Kerry Weed and the assault on his brother in a shooting on Lafayette Street in April. Lightning is being blamed for a pair of house fires Tuesday. One happened at a home on North Court in the Timber Creek subdivision in Daphne. The family was out of town at the time and no one was hurt. Another happened around 2:30 Tuesday afternoon in Muir Woods Court just off Cottage Hill Road in Mobile. A neighbor said he heard the strike and saw the fire. The husband and wife made it out safely, but the home was heavily damaged. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, Celeste. Why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car serviced, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly. They're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They work on everything. Cars, trucks, SUVs. No matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money, and most importantly, I trust them. And you can, too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on. My AC is not cooling, and I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
716 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for starting your day with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report. The Mobile Bay Bears shut out the Jackson Generals 2-0 yesterday. Griffin Canning got the win on the mound for Mobile. He pitched nearly six innings, allowing only two hits and a walk, while striking out six Generals. The only scoring in the game came from the bat of shortstop Luis Rengifo. Rengifo hit a two-run home run in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Bay Bears and Generals were supposed to play two games on Tuesday to make up for the game that was postponed on Monday night, but yesterday's second game was also rained out. They will not reschedule because the Bay Bears and Generals do not play again in the first half of the season. Tonight, the Bay Bears begin a five-game series in Pensacola against the Blue Wahoos. First pitch scheduled for 6:35 p.m. In Major League Baseball news, Detroit Tigers first baseman Miguel Cabrera will miss the rest of the season after suffering a ruptured tendon in his biceps. Miggy will need surgery for the injury that he suffered during Tuesday's game against the Minnesota Twins. So far this season, Cabrera was having a good year, batting .301 with three home runs and 22 RBI through 37 games. Some MLB scores from yesterday, Ozzie Albies hit a grand slam, and the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets 8-2.
Swing out!
The Milwaukee Brewers shut out the Chicago Cubs 4-0. The Arizona Diamondbacks won their fifth game in a row with a 13-8 win over Pittsburgh. Boston beat Baltimore 6-4. D.D. Gregorius hit two home runs as the Yankees shut out Washington 3-0. And the Houston Astros won their sixth in a row 6-3 over Oakland. Some breaking news this morning. On the eve of the 2018 World Cup in Russia, North America was voted to host the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The United States will host 60 World Cup games in 2026, while Mexico and Canada will host 10 each. The 2018 World Cup begins tomorrow in Russia. The U.S. men's national team failed to qualify and will not participate. In college news, after the passing of former Alabama basketball coach C.M. Newton earlier this month, the university has established a scholarship in his honor. Newton's a Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Famer. He led Alabama's basketball program from 1968 to 1980. Newton passed away at the age of 88 on June the 4th. On Tuesday, the university announced that the newly established C.M. Newton Memorial Scholarship will benefit a men's basketball player. Athletic Director Greg Burns said the school, quote, wanted to find another way to have Coach Newton's legacy live on at the University of Alabama. Former Heisman-winning running back Reggie Bush may have retired from the NFL in December, but he'll be receiving a very large check very soon from a team that he never even played for. Joel Currier of the St. Louis Dispatch reported Tuesday that a jury ruled the Los Angeles Rams must pay Bush more than $12 million for an injury that he suffered during a game in St. Louis back in 2015. The Rams had yet to move from St. Louis to Los Angeles, and Bush was playing for the San Francisco 49ers. Bush ran out of bounds on a punt return and slipped on some concrete, tearing his lateral meniscus in the process. The injury ended Bush's season early, and yesterday the jury ruled that the Rams were 100% liable for the unsafe playing surface. The Rams were ordered to pay Bush $4.95 million in compensatory damages and $7.5 million in punitive damages. Attorneys for the Rams said they plan to file a motion for a new trial. For the first time since October of last year, Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck threw a football in front of media members on Tuesday. Luck injured his right shoulder during the 2016 season and had surgery on the shoulder in January of 2017. The Colts tried to bring him back last season, but he was shut down after practicing a few times in October. Luck said he no longer has the same pain in his shoulder that he suffered from last season and said he will absolutely be ready to play in the Colts' Week 1 opener against the Cincinnati Bengals.
The goal, certainly more short term, is be ready to go for training camp. They'll not just participate, but get better. You know, the team better go. Like, see what we can make this, you know, this year's Colts.
If Luck is ready to go in Week 1, it'll be his first regular season game since Week 17 of the 2016 season. 7:21 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. High temperature will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, little brother, what's the chance of meeting you here at Mobile Bay Coins?
I'm here getting a get out of the doghouse gift because of the new dog.
I didn't know that y'all bought a new dog.
Dave, I didn't buy one. The wife was driving down DIP, and there was this dog on the side of the road. She said it looked like it was hitchhiking, so she stopped the car and opened her door, and he jumped right in. She takes the dog to the vet, checked for an owner, and then of course she bought bedding, food, toys, the whole kit and caboodle, even a doggy coat. Now she decided to call him Mr. Wiggles.
Wow.
Last night, she tried to coax him onto the chair with her, but he was not having it. Stupid me, opened my big mouth. I told her, maybe he doesn't want to be Mr. Wiggles. He just wants to be Ed. The dumb dog barks, jumps on the couch with me. Now he follows me everywhere I go in the house and only acknowledges her when she feeds him. Somehow, it's all my fault.
Hey, little brother, you go in first. Sounds like you need more help than I do.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590. If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Good morning, everyone, for the CanesWarriorKids.com Traffic Center. We're seeing some delays now from Airport Mont Lamar, also off of Moffitt and Spring Hill at 65, but no new wrecks in the roadways. A good ride downtown from the tunnels across the Bayway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, to Malbus and Loxley on I-10. You've got state troopers patrolling, so watch your speed there, but no accidents in the roadways. Stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel in Point Clear, and you'll get the lowest rate of the summer. Stay on July 1st and 2nd at the $229 advance purchase rate. Go to Grand1847.com to make reservations again. All the information. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
723 FM Talk 106.5. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk about, you know, I don't want to date us in time here, Larry, but we've been talking for a long time about LCM, and a big anniversary has been met as well for LCM. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. You know, like we've talked before, Sean, we're starting our 17th year in business, and you know, we owe that longevity mostly to our great customers who keep coming back to us, plus they send their friends and family, so that helps a bunch. You know, and all our vehicles are hand-picked and triple-inspected before we put them on the lot.
Yeah, and when you talk about hand-picked, it shows, because when folks show up at the lot at LCM, myself or friends of mine, they say, yeah, like every vehicle out there is kind of like something I could see myself driving. I mean, you're a Mobilian, you know what we want, and you get those vehicles.
Yeah, we know what people want because we listen to what they have to say. That's the main reason, you know. And then plus we have this awesome financing sources. You know, we got over 20 lenders, some local, some out of state, that we can provide the best rates. Matter of fact, we got a young man done this past Saturday, first-time buyer, and he'd been quoted some pretty astronomical rates. We got him done at 4.9%.
That makes a big difference over the life of a loan.
Makes thousands of dollars difference.
All right. Let the folks at LCM give you the best rates and the best choice in vehicles. Larry, give us directions to come see you.
Highway 90 West in Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. All right, a bunch of people emailing in here and asking about the IQ thing. They're just saying that every generation, 7-year decline, it was in men, every generation, 7-point decline in IQ. So eventually we'll be like the people in the movie, what was the...
Idiocracy?
Yeah, Idiocracy. We'll be there pretty soon. Hey, put a map up on the Twitter feed and on the Facebook page. Now, this comes off of a story out of California, something we actually discussed in the past that they were trying to do, and now they have accomplished getting enough signatures on a ballot here, or enough signatures on a proposal to make it onto the ballot for an effort called Cal-3. This fall, California voters are going to decide whether California should be split into 3 separate states. Now, let me curb your enthusiasm a little bit on this, because even if that passed, then it would have to make it through challenges in the court system there in California, and then it would have to go, you can't just decide that, it's a federal matter, then you have to have the U.S. Congress, I mean, they can't decide what day it is, sign off on California splitting into what they have proposed as NorCal, SoCal, and Cal. and these three states. This comes from an effort there because they feel they have so many people, but they only get two senators, right? They're underrepresented in the Senate because, of course, if you remember anything from civics class, remember, right, you get two senators. Even if you're Rhode Island or Wyoming or if you're Texas or New York, you get two senators. And actually, the old days in the history of that, your senators were your ambassadors to Washington, and it was actually not an elected position. But that's a whole other show. So they're pushing for this split up because they would they get four more senators that think like California people. And they've also gerrymandered this to make sure that the liberal voice of California would stay the same.
Because there's been talk in the past with conservatives in California saying, hey, we wouldn't mind splitting off and having, you know, a portion of California that would actually be more conservative so that they could get some of their laws passed that they would rather have or keep some of the laws that they want to keep.
Tax rates
too. Oof.
And it would pretty much, if they gerrymandered out the conservatives that are left, because a lot of them have now left California for elsewhere, you would have something the size of Liechtenstein inside of California. But so this push would then have to be decided in Washington. There's a lot of nuance to it. But just for fun, because California is talking about it, I said, well, what if Alabama did this? What if we split up the Yellowhammer State and made different parts of Alabama? So I've posted my suggested map up on our Twitter feed and Facebook page showing the state of No-Al, from North Alabama, So-Al down here in Southwest Alabama, Montgomery, I entitled that state as Lobby Al. We have the basically Tuscaloosa County is Big Al.
Yeah, that's a great name for that.
So these are, and then Al, which is the remainder of the state. You can check out the map, and I would love for you to take it. You can do your handiwork and Microsoft Paint, just like I did, and give me some other state cutouts or maybe erase some lines and change some things.
Yeah, I'm thinking of one in particular. Where, that train that came from New York that had the waste, you know, the poop train they were calling it.
Yes.
I think that was in Walker County.
Yeah.
Maybe Poop Owl for Walker County.
We'll gerrymander that out right away. Dr. Bill's got our forecast. We'll also talk about weather in the tropics coming up right after News 5 here on Mobile Mornings.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The U.S. Navy's confirmed a Mobile-built ship was involved in a rescue operation in the Mediterranean. Yesterday, the USNS Trenton assisted a boat full of migrants in distress off the coast of Libya. The Trenton was conducting routine operations in the Mediterranean. The Trenton was launched at Austell in 2014, the fifth high-speed vessel made in Mobile. Pensacola police need your help finding a woman who's been missing since February. 25-year-old Cassandra LaVon Robinson was last seen on February 1st in a house on East Strong Street. Robinson is 5 feet 4 and weighs 115 pounds. Gary Garza lives in the house. He says he does not know Robinson, but rents his house out for Airbnb. She might have stayed there.
I wish that I could help, you know, find her, but I don't know her. That's a bizarre occurrence.
If you're looking for a new job, the Grand Hotel in Point Clear is hiring. The hotel will host a hiring event this Thursday from 10 to 3 in their historic main building. There are dozens of positions listed, jobs ranging from servers to cooks to room attendants. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey folks, there's nothing like giving dad peace of mind for Father's Day. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes can help do just that. Whether he's a gun collector or a coin collector, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes has the right safe at the right price. This week only, get 0% interest with approved credit and 24 months to pay. Choose from a variety of Liberty Safes with a lifetime warranty against theft and fire. Give dad what he needs for Father's Day. Peace of mind. Free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Exit 5B, I-65 at Moffett Road in Mobile.
President Trump is back in the U.S., and correspondent Jerry Boatlander reports he's tweeting about the summit.
Just a few minutes after returning from Singapore, the president tweeted about his meeting with Kim Jong-un, saying everybody can now feel much safer than the day I took office, that there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea.
But analysts and lawmakers from both parties say the agreement Trump and Kim signed is vague and did not contain language the administration had insisted on.
North Korea, there is no question, still has the capability capability with its missiles and warheads to fire against the United States and against America's closest allies in the Asia Pacific.
Correspondent Barbara Starr. A federal court's okay for AT&T's $85 billion takeover of Time Warner may trigger more mega mergers. Observers say Comcast may bid for Fox's entertainment business as early as today. Right now on Wall Street, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ futures are higher. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. The Senate will vote this week on a measure to block President Trump's deal to lift sanctions from Chinese telecom company ZTE. A bipartisan amendment reinstitutes penalties against ZTE for violating U.S. sanctions against exporting to Iran and North Korea and bans U.S. government agencies from purchasing any of the company's devices or services. ZTE's market value plunged by $3 billion in early trading. Seattle City Council voted to repeal the newly enacted head tax of 14 cents per hour for each employee imposed on the city's largest companies just weeks ago to fight an affordable housing crisis. A coalition of businesses led by Amazon warned the tax would lead to an economic backlash. Tesla is cutting 9% of its workforce, mostly salaried positions. The electric vehicle maker had promised it would avoid raising any more capital this year. Stocks finished mixed. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ rose for the seventh time in the past eight sessions, but the Dow closed a scant point and a half lower. That's Your Money Now.
Get to Lumber Liquidators' Yellow Tag Clearance Sale and get the latest flooring styles for less. Look for the yellow tags at your local store and save up to 40%. Get $1 off per square foot or more on all Bellawood hardwood, like classic Brazilian cherry. Save 10% on all Morningstar and Supreme Bamboo. Get all laminate on sale up to 36% off, plus waterproof floors from 59 cents. Stackout deals and more at your local store, plus special financing. Look for the yellow tag clearance deals at your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8330.
From the Spring Hill Toyota.com traffic center. Off to the side of the road, officers are still there at Old Shell near Dickens Ferry Road in accident with injuries, but again, it shouldn't be affecting traffic. They're moving it off onto Foreman Road. Nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Each direction, no problems. Northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland, it's a good ride in. If your family's like mine, your kids and pets are going to make the occasional messes. At Abama Flooring on Highway 59 in Somerdale, they have all the flooring that can handle our everyday disasters, including waterproof and water-resistant flooring. Get all the details on Facebook and at Abama Flooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 735 FM Talk 106.5, let's check in with the man of the hour. Dr. Bill, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Sean.
Wow. The thunderstorms, of course, we've had for a few days, but the lightning show at my house yesterday afternoon, about 3:30 yesterday afternoon, was something. I mean, we had and I know that was not for everybody, but I know that over the next couple of days, you know, you are going to get one over on your side of the bay. I'll get one here. Somebody get one in the south part of the county. It's that time of year.
And these storms can be spectacular, as you've indicated, in the way of lightning. We're going to see another round of thunderstorms today, and this is going to be the pattern on for the next several days through the weekend. Good chance for thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon. I expect the high today to be close to 90 degrees. Good chance of being around 88 degrees this afternoon. Now tonight, a few thunderstorms are possible through the evening, low tonight around 72. And then tomorrow, up in the upper 80s again, and another good chance for thunderstorms, especially tomorrow afternoon. As for Friday, thunderstorms again, with a high near 90, and over the weekend, it looks like active afternoons with thunderstorms, and I expect high temperatures in the upper 80s for Saturday and Sunday.
And Dr. Bill, yesterday you're talking about that clustering of thunderstorms down off the Yucatan. What's it doing today?
They're still there, a large area of showers and thunderstorms. We do expect a low-pressure system to form. It'll move across Yucatan and into the southwest Gulf over the weekend. It looks like there's a chance that it could develop into a tropical storm. If it does, it will move into South Texas. No problem for our area. but it could make landfall around old Brownsville or perhaps Corpus Christi. As for our area, we're just in for plenty of those afternoon thunderstorms for Saturday and Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with a forecast and, of course, keeping you guys up to date on tropical weather all hurricane season long. 7:36, coming right back.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
When white mold is coming, you can feel it, like a bad omen. Anyone who grows peanuts knows white mold can take a farm by storm. And there's only so much you can do about it.
Actually, no.
Excuse me?
Well, you see, now there's a latest. A fungicide with two powerful active ingredients that control white mold.
I'm not buying you.
If you want higher yields, you will. Because along with white mold, Elatus controls several other diseases, which means healthier plants and higher yield potential.
You don't say.
I do. In fact, trials have shown it can produce up to 800 more pounds of peanuts per acre than competitors.
You talk like you're full of tall tales.
More like scientific research. With such long-lasting control, Elatus really can bring yields that reach for the sky.
So when white mold is coming,
we'll be fully prepared. Visit SyngentaUS.com/Elatus to learn more. Always read and follow label instructions.
My name's Cassandra Barbie.
I'm Franklin Barbie. They diagnosed me with PTSD.
Our lease was up and they were raising the rent a couple hundred dollars. When we came to Operation Homefronts Village, they opened a lot of doors for us. Not only having a roof over our head,
they've helped us with managing our finances. It's helping us move forward in life, which is what we need.
To learn more about Operation Homefront, visit OperationHomefront.org.
Right, 7:39, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad you're here. Jeff Poore is going to join us here in just a little bit. I don't know, I have not heard back from the folks at Lanyap how the voting went. Of course, we were pushing for all our shows here at FM Talk 106.5, but in addition, Jeff Poore from Lanyap is your favorite writer. Right, so hopefully you voted for him as well.
Yeah, I guess we'll just have to wait maybe till tomorrow. Maybe Rob will have some answers for us by the time he talks to us on Mobile Mornings tomorrow.
And speaking of Rob Holbert, speaking of Lanyap, more is going to come out on this from the folks at Lanyap, but story top of the stack over at lanyapmobile.com. Dale Leash and Rob did the story about State Auditor Jim Ziegler. And of course, he's been on the show with us in the past, a local person, you know, local figure, fixture. Of course, the state of Alabama's auditor that won in the primary there. And remember the discussion, it was a week or two, and more than that, maybe 2 months ago, where it came up that he was not going to pursue, that he was not going to run for, well, at first he was going to run for governor, and then he wasn't going to do that. Then he was not going to run for AG, surrendering his law license because he said he didn't want to do that anymore. Well, the story this morning from Dale Leash and Rob Holbert said State Auditor Jim Ziegler surrendered his law license in February as the result of a bar complaint related to a case he was handling personally. This is what Lanyap has learned from sources close to the matter. Ziegler, colorful character in statewide politics, claims his decision to surrender his license was made simply because he decided not to run for attorney general, no longer needed it, and was essentially retiring. However, Lanyap has learned that Ziegler surrendered his license after a complaint was made to the Mobile Bar Association that subsequently went up for review by the state bar. Philip McCollum, executive director of the Alabama Bar Association, was unable to offer much information regarding Ziegler's surrender of his license due to confidentiality requirements, but he did confirm that Ziegler is not eligible to have his license reinstated for 5 years. That is also the same length of time a disbarred attorney must wait before being able to apply for readmission to the bar. Now, Ziegler spoke to Lanyap twice in the past week and insisted his license surrender has nothing to do or is nothing more than his desire to not have to pay malpractice insurance and that he does not intend to work as an attorney again. He also told AL.com essentially the same thing. Attorneys who retire have the option to simply go inactive with the bar rather than actually giving up their license. Looking up Ziegler's name on the State Bar website, there is a black box under his name listing him as having surrendered his license. A press release attached to the names list said, "Discipline imposed surrender of license." A quote here from the story says, Mobile attorney James W. Ziegler surrendered his license on February 19, 2018. The Supreme Court of Alabama accepted Ziegler's voluntary surrender of his license from the practice of law in the state of Alabama effective April 18, 2018. And so we'll get more on this today as I think they're trying to get word more from the bar that I guess the allegation being made by the source here in the Lanyap story is that State Auditor Jim Ziegler was disbarred and didn't surrender his license. I mean, there's not a lot of gray between that. Either you were disbarred or you chose with no issue to surrender your license.
Right, and it's interesting with Alabama Bar Association saying they can't really offer information because of confidentiality requirements, but with an elected official, I mean, he just won the
55% of the vote. Yeah,
he just won state auditor. You wonder with an elected official if the public has the right to know what went wrong, why he was disbarred, if that's actually the case.
Right, so we're going to find out if that is that's the story. We'll get more from that coming up on the Midday Show today. All right, 743 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Neighbors in a Mobile historic community are trying to stop a halfway house from opening on Government Street. The Holiday Transition Center is planned to open in an abandoned house near the Pillars Event Center. It was standing room only as Patsy Alexander tried to describe her vision for the home. The halfway house is run by a nonprofit organization to help homeless women. It's currently vacant and falling apart. The Planning and Zoning Commission is expected to make a decision next week. Two brothers charged with murder will appear before a judge today. LaCedric Lindsay and Raheem Morissette will be in court for a preliminary hearing. Both are charged in the murder of Kerry Weed and the assault on his brother in a shooting on Lafayette Street in April. Lightning is being blamed for a pair of house fires Tuesday. One happened at a home on North Court in the Timber Creek subdivision in Daphne. The family was out of town at the time and no one was hurt. Another happened around 2:30 Tuesday afternoon in Muir Woods Court just off Cottage Hill Road in Mobile. A neighbor said he heard the strike and saw the fire. The husband and wife made it out safely, but the home was heavily damaged. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's a question no one likes to think about. What will I do if cancer affects my family? The staff at Southern Cancer Center has been helping families answer this question for over a decade. I'm Skylar Sherrill, nurse practitioner. Let us help. Southern Cancer Center has the latest treatments available, including access to cutting-edge clinical trials. We offer patient education and family support. We believe that together we can beat this and navigate you from patient to survivor. Learn more about our practice. Visit SouthernCancerCenter.com.
The sea turtle nesting season began officially May 1st, and Share the Beach's dedicated volunteers are patrolling the beach daily to identify and mark nests. Three nests have been found already. Also, a green sea turtle was released last month into the waters of Orange Beach after rehabilitation. Learn more about the Gulf Coast strandings at joinacf.org. Another great way to keep up with Alabama sea turtles is to follow Share the Beach on Facebook.
Quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Some breaking news this morning on the eve of the 2018 World Cup in Russia. North America was voted to host the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The United States will host 60 World Cup games in 2026, while Mexico and Canada will host 10 games apiece. The 2018 World Cup begins tomorrow in Russia. U.S. men's national team failed to qualify and will not participate. The Mobile Bay Bears shut out the Jackson Generals 2-0 on Tuesday. Griffin Canning got the win on the mound for Mobile. He pitched nearly six innings, allowing only two hits and a walk, while striking out six Generals. The only scoring in the game came from the bat of shortstop Luis Rengifo. Rengifo hit a two-run home run in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Bay Bears and Generals were supposed to play two games on Tuesday to make up for the game that was postponed on Monday night, but yesterday's second game was also rained out, and they will not reschedule because the Bay Bears and Generals do not play again in the first half of the season. Tonight, the Bay Bears begin a five-game series in Pensacola against the Blue Wahoos, first pitch scheduled for 6:35 p.m. Some MLB scores from yesterday. Ozzie Albies hit a grand slam, and the Atlanta Braves beat the New York Mets 8-2.
Swing out of drive! It's a grand slam!
The Milwaukee Brewers shut out the Chicago Cubs 4-0. The Arizona Diamondbacks won their fifth game in a row with a 13-8 win over Pittsburgh. Boston beat Baltimore 6-4. D.D. Gregorius hit two home runs as the Yankees shut out Washington 3-0, and the Houston Astros won their sixth in a row 6-3 over Oakland. In college news, after the passing of former Alabama basketball coach C.M. Newton earlier this month, the university has established a scholarship in his honor. Newton's a Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Famer, and he led Alabama's basketball program from 1968 to 1980. He passed away at the age of 88 on June the 4th. On Tuesday, the university announced that the newly established C.M. Newton Memorial Scholarship will benefit a men's basketball player. Athletic Director Greg Burns said the school, quote, wanted to find another way to have Coach Newton's legacy live on at the University of Alabama. Former Heisman-winning running back Reggie Bush may have retired from the NFL in December, but he'll be receiving a large check very soon from a team that he never even played for. Joel Currier of the St. Louis Dispatch reported Tuesday that a jury ruled the Los Angeles Rams must pay Bush more than $12 million for an injury that he suffered during a game in St. Louis in 2015. The Rams had yet to move from St. Louis to Los Angeles, and Bush was playing for the San Francisco 49ers at the time. Bush ran out of bounds on a punt return and slipped on some concrete near the out-of-bounds line, tearing his lateral meniscus in the process. That injury ended Bush's season early. Yesterday, the jury ruled the Rams were 100% liable for the unsafe playing surface. The Rams were ordered to pay Bush $4.95 million in compensatory damages and $7.5 million in punitive damages. Attorneys for the Rams said they plan to file a motion for a new trial.
I mean, slip and fall cases are nothing new in courtrooms, but on a football field, in a stadium, that is... surprising.
Yeah, and it came, you know, we've seen it before with, I think they played the Pinstripe Bowl in the at Yankee Stadium.
Right.
And it's kind of unsafe because the end zone is so close to the wall that a lot of players running through that end zone will run into the wall like an arena football stadium.
Right.
But this happened in St. Louis a lot. I always saw a lot of players slipping because the concrete was like maybe 10 yards away from out of bounds.
So, and you hit that, you come off the grass, and you hit that. And then
with those cleats on, you just slide.
Yeah, then you become Dorothy Hamill.
Right, and Reggie Bush, I mean, I remember watching that game, or the highlights from that game, really hurt himself when he slipped. You had to know this lawsuit would come.
Wow.
Now he's been awarded over $12 million. Cha-ching. For the first time since October of last year, Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck threw a football in front of media members on Tuesday. Luck injured his right shoulder during the 2016 season and had surgery on the shoulder in January of 2017. Luck said he no longer has the same pain in his shoulder that he suffered from last season, said he'll absolutely be ready to play in the Colts' Week 1 opener.
The goal, certainly more short-term, is to be ready to go for training camp, to be able to not just participate, but get better, you know, the team better. Go, like, see what we can make this, you know, this year's Colts.
If Luck is ready to go in Week 1 against the Cincinnati Bengals, it'll be his first regular season game since Week 17 of 2016. 10 minutes till 8 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, westbound lanes along I-10 from Daphne back into the downtown area. From the tunnels and all the way to the 65 split, we've had a pretty good start so far this morning. And traffic again from Tillman's Corner, Theodore, near range line at 65. Plenty of radar in that stretch. Watch your speed. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, offering you the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in just 30 minutes or less with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. High temperature will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
It's summer, and you find radio station contests everywhere. But summer, better than others. With other contests, your competition could be in Michigan, Ohio, Wisconsin, Montana, or even California.
California!
That's right, California. FM Talk 106.5 contests are just like our programs, local. In the Summer Better Than Others contest, register each week at a different partner business for your chance to win a $50 qualifying prize and a chance at the grand prize showcase, including a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch from the Carrot Patch Jewelers, Adirondack chairs and table from Old Time Feed. Go for the gold with the best chicken tenders for you and your friends at Goldfingers. An inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and Gray Gulf Charters. A two-week four-seat cart rental from the Cart Doctor. And a Liberty Fat Boy Junior Safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. A grand prize showcase valued at nearly $5,500. Details at FMTalk1065.com and on our Facebook, Local Business, Local Winners. From your local hometown radio station, the Summer Better Than Others contest from FM Talk 106.5.
7:54 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Hey, coming up this weekend, the 16th annual Mystic Striper Society Fishing Rodeo. It's a great party that happens to have a great fishing tournament attached to it. It's out of Dolphin Island Marina, happening Saturday, starting out, I think, at 5, and the weigh station closes at 5 p.m. Let's do this. I'm looking for caller number 6 at 343-0106, 343-0106. I've got a pair of passes for you to go fish the tournament this weekend. It is a $50 value. The tickets are a $25 donation. The money, by the way, going to St. Jude's. So a great charity. Even if you weren't going to fish this weekend, buy that ticket, get the money through the stripers to St. Jude's. But caller number 6 at 343-0106. We have your tickets. What we will need from you is your name and your fishing partner's name. So when you come pick them up, got to have your names because you're going to be entered into all the drawings and all that kind of stuff with the stripers. So you can win and then figure out who's going to be your friend when you come pick up your tickets before 5 o'clock on Friday. Make sure we have the name of who's fishing with you as well, and you'll have the tickets, and we'll see you down there this weekend. Hopefully, I'll be right there with you fishing this fishing the tournament.
How many years you said they've been
16,
doing that?
16, wow. Yeah, and really great great group of guys, and the charity, of course, St. Jude's, can't say enough about them. And it's, listen, last year I think ladies won the majority of categories. I mean, ladies are welcome. There's kids categories and all in the tournament, and if you're fishing inshore or offshore, you want to get a big red snapper mapped out. You get a big speckled trout mapped out. It's your tournament. It's happening Saturday, and of course, it's Father's Day weekend. So, dad's out there. If you need a little excuse to say, well, honey, yeah, it's Father's Day weekend.
And so, it's for charity.
That's right.
I mean, come on.
There's no way you're going to get a no. All right. A lot of comments, too, on my proposed map of splitting up Alabama into different states, kind of, taking off what's suggested out in California. While we're talking about the state of Alabama, interesting story out from the Montgomery Advertiser. Montgomery has been this trending thing. Montgomery was, you know, going to eclipse, you know, Mobile, is going to eclipse Huntsville and all that, and growing in size. Well, for the first time in 18 years, Montgomery's population has dropped, now below 200,000, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Recently released estimates about individual city populations throughout the United States indicate that Montgomery's residency is in the middle of a seven-year contraction, dropping to 199,158. It has not been that low since 1999. In the past 10 years, Montgomery's population has dropped almost 2%, a loss of 4,024 residents. The drop has coincided with an increase in population of surrounding areas. Same argument I make about Mobile, right? When we look, it's because Mobile's shrinking, sure, inside city limits, and I know the city administration's trying to turn that trend around, but the general area, the DMA, as we call it in the media business, is growing.
Right.
And that same thing with Montgomery. The population of Montgomery proper is dropping, but Prattville has increased, Pikes Road has increased, all these areas around Montgomery has increased in population. So same number of people, they're just people moving out of the city and into suburbs or other municipalities.
I haven't driven through Montgomery in a while, but it seems like when I did a few years ago, there was just all kinds of construction on the roads. Are they still working on the roads constantly there?
So the first time I saw the construction going on around Montgomery was when we went up there. I was in 6th or 7th grade in school. And that same construction seems to be going on now, and I'm fixing to turn 46.
I wonder if that plays any role in people moving out.
Right, good point. We have a winner?
Yeah, Mark and Corey from Mobile going fishing this weekend.
All right, y'all. I'll see you down there this weekend for the Mystic Stripers Society Fishing Rodeo. Get your tickets right now. They're on Facebook, and we'll be right back.